This is a Defocus Media production.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the 2020 podcast. I am your host, Dr. Harbir Sayan. Thank you again for taking the time to join me here, guys, to learn and to grow. As you know, I like to bring on guests from different industries, different businesses, different walks of life to share their insights to help us all grow. I'm growing as much as anybody else who's listening to these podcasts, for sure, trying to absorb as much of the information that our amazing guests are sharing with us. But if you are a longtime listener of the podcast, you also know that a little while back, I started a new segment, which I call Eye to Eye, which is just me sitting here sharing some of my thoughts and my experiences with you and lessons that I've learned from some of my guests or from books that I've read or so on. And so today I wanted to bring you, it's been a little while, I wanted to bring you an Eye to Eye episode. This episode is brought to you by InMode. The InMode radio frequency and IPL devices have been game changers in our dry eye practice. Specifically, the Forma Eye, which is the radio frequency handle that can be used directly over the eyelids without the need of a corneal shield, has been amazing for our MGD patients. If you're looking to elevate your dry eye game and take your dry eye practice to the next level, I highly encourage you look into the InMode treatment device. Reach out to your InMode rep to learn more. And now to our episode. It's a topic that actually a specific lesson that I've shared on social media and other ways in the past. And originally it comes from the book Good to Great by Jim Collins. And if you haven't read that book, I highly, highly recommend it for anybody who's kind of trying to grow, even just if you don't own a business, like kind of personal development, professional development perspective. It's a fantastic book. It's one of the most well-known books in the business world. And what Jim Collins did in that book is he kind of did this sort of retroactive kind of research on previous leaders and CEOs and business people who are able to take companies from good to great. Who are those people who are able to take a company to be even better than where it was when they got there versus others who kind of kept it the same, or even people who the companies didn't do as well when they were in their leadership roles? So again, this has kind of been in my mind for a while, but there are a couple of things that happened recently that reminded me of this book. Number one, I subscribe to the Seth Godin email list. And so I get his emails daily with his thoughts on his blog. And recently, a lot of his posts have been about leadership and responsibility. And there was one talking about a leader's got to be willing to say, okay, I got this, or it's on me, one way or the other, taking that responsibility, which is definitely a key aspect of a good leader. But the other thing is that I just happened to record a podcast, a new episode that's going to come out in a week or so, with a wonderful colleague. His name is Dr. Jim Azachuk from Alberta, who you'll learn in that episode has this super successful, busy practice, but also has been president of the association, Alberta Association. He's on the board or the chair of another national organization, like really just doing great things. And Jim Azachuk happened to quote Jim Collins and this book specifically, Good to Great, in his conversation about how he's been able to grow his practice. So it's come back to me a couple of times, and I know I've shared it previously on social media, but I wanted to share it here. And the specific story that Jim Collins tells in his book, or kind of the parable or the moral or whatever you want to call it, is what he calls the window and the mirror, and what the difference is between a good leader and a not so good leader. And basically what he's saying is when we're confronted with challenges and successes, we either look out the window and attribute those challenges or successes to somebody outside, other people, or we look in the mirror and we look at ourselves. And a good leader should be one who, when things are going well, when there's a success, when things have gone as planned or better, that person looks out the window and attributes that success to the people around them, other people who are involved. And on the flip side, when things are not going so well, that person looks in the mirror and looks at themselves and says, okay, what can I do better? What am I not doing well enough? The other side of that story is the person who's not as good of a leader, who's not willing to take on the responsibility. That person, when things are going well, that person looks in the mirror and says, hey, you did a good job. And on the other side of it is when things are not going well, that person looks out the window and ascribes blame to everybody else other than themselves. And that's been definitely an ongoing lesson that I've been trying to learn, giving yourself credit, sure, when it's due, but making sure you give other people the credit when they deserve it, when things are going well, and making sure you look yourself in the mirror when things are not going well. What's up, guys? I just want to take a minute to highlight Optical Prism Magazine, Canada's oldest optical industry magazine and the only Canadian ECP publication that delivers 12 issues per year. And just to let you know, it is definitely on my must-read list every single month. Its publisher, Suzanne LaCourte, and her team have modernized the Optical Prism publication since she purchased it in September of 2020 to become Canada's all things eyewear and eye care magazine. And from my discussions with Suzanne, as you can hear in our podcast a few months back, they have a lot more in store this year in 2022. If you want to keep up with all things eye care and eyewear, go to the website opticalprism.ca and subscribe to the newsletter, and even have a hard copy of their free magazine delivered right to your door. And again, definitely on my reading list every single month, always so much value that I get from Optical Prism Magazine. So make sure you check them out at opticalprism.ca. And now back to our episode. There's another business-minded person that I follow and listen to a fair amount. His name is Andy Frisella. He's got a big, successful podcast. And don't listen to him as much these days for other reasons. I won't go into that. But business-wise, conversation-wise, he's a great person to listen to. And he talks about this type of stuff as well. It's if things are not going well in an organization, you can always look to the person who's at the top. It always comes from the top down. And you might say, well, it's just one bad apple. It might be just this one person who's like a bad actor, one employee that just really doesn't like their job. And that person's making it rough for everyone else. Well, that is the owner or the CEO or the whoever leadership roles person to take care of that. If that bad apple is ruining it for everybody else, it's the leader's responsibility to have fixed that. And I personally face that at work in our offices. We really, really try hard to bring on team members who are going to work well together. It's so important to me to have an environment that is cohesive and almost like family-like in a lot of ways where people can get along. You want to come to work. You like coming to work. It's so important to me to have that versus somebody coming on board with a high skill set. I have to kind of weigh those options sometimes. And we've been in that position where somebody perhaps was not pulling their weight, and it makes other people feel like, well, if that person's not pulling their weight, well, then why should I? And then they feel bad about the fact that they're working harder than that other person. And that person who's not pulling their weight, that's my responsibility as the leader, the business owner, to take care of that so everybody feels like they're putting in equal effort. You could say, well, that person just, I don't want to use the word lazy, it's not uninterested. But it's my responsibility to either get them interested or figure something else out so everybody's on the same page and putting in the same amount of effort. And then we've had people in the past where they just didn't like what they're doing and they kind of had negative energy. And again, you kind of think, well, they'll kind of hash it out and they'll figure it out. But it's, again, the leader's job to make sure we can make that situation better for everybody. And sometimes that means maybe letting someone go. And that's always a difficult decision. And it's easy to look out the window and say, be like, well, those people are not good at their job and they don't seem to care. But you got to look in the mirror and say, well, what is it that I'm doing or could do to make this better? So anyways, gone off on a bit of a tangent. Staffing these days, HR is probably the most difficult challenge for any business owner right now. I'm sure everybody who has to deal with staffing would agree. But to go back to the story, you're either looking out the window or you're looking in the mirror, and you have to think about when you're doing those things. In the good times, making sure we are giving the credit to the people who deserve it. And in the bad times, making sure you're looking in the mirror and asking yourself what you could do better. So that's the lesson for today's Eye to Eye episode. I hope you guys found it valuable. As always, I ask if you do find this episode or any of the other episodes valuable, please do share them. Take a screenshot, throw it up on your Instagram, tag me, let me know what you thought, or send it off to people that you know who you think might find value. Hit like, hit subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review. Thanks again, guys. I'll be coming to you with a bunch more content now in the near future. I'm excited to share it all with you. We'll see you guys very soon.